So we continue today in Siman Ayin Dalid. And the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Beis, Harochitz Aron B'mayim Tzilulim V'rot Zalishtos. If somebody is bathing naked in water, in clear water, and he wants to take a drink, so obviously in this case he has to go ahead and recite a bracha. Yechase bebeged mimata lelibo, kadesh lo yeh libo roa es ha'erba kishayibar. He must cover himself with the garment below his heart, in order that his heart not see the erva, not see his nakedness when he makes the bracha. The dafka bebeged, but the covering only works if he covers himself with a garment. Aval biyadayim lo havi kisui, but if he covers himself with his hands, then that will not be a proper covering. Hago, the Rama writes, v'huadine mechase rusha rosha biyadav lo mikri kisui harosh. So too, again, if somebody covered his head with his hands, that also would not be called the head covering. So again, there's of course the halacha in terms of the actual stated halacha in Shulchan Aruch, but the truth is this also brings up a very interesting idea. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, so the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Lo Mikri, and Sif Kotin Yud, Rotsa Lomar Le'inyan Shei Mutter Levarich O Lehotz, excuse me, I'm sorry, Sif Kotin Ches, Keshei Varich, Vodin Shei Ches Rosh Shalei Varich Pegilei Rosh. Remember in this case, the Rama adds in that not only is this an issue over here that his heart shouldn't see the erva, but this is also an issue with saying the name of Hashem, making a bracha with an uncovered head. Sifka in tes, aval biyadayim, beine mechasa alibo bein o bein libo le'erva, imlo shemechabek bizro osav kidl kamon, vatam de'in guf mechasa guf, vadafka biyadayim didei, avalim achirim mechasim libo biyadehim shari. The idea over here is covering your head with your hands, or for that matter, again, even covering your heart or covering your erva with your hands, ultimately does not count as a covering since it's all part of the same body. In other words, what the halacha is telling me is that the definition of a covering is something that is extraneous to the body itself. Look at Sifkon Yud Lo Mikri, Lo Tzilomer Le'inyan Sheh Himotel Varech O Lahotzi Mipiv Shar Divrei Kiddusha. So this is very important. So this has ramifications, again, just even outside of the specific case. In the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he brings down the interesting case that based on this, it would appear that one, in general, can't cover their head with their head with their own hand and use that to count as a covering with which to be able to recite brachos. So in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, in footnote number 18, he brings down the case that b'shas hadchak, under extenuating circumstances, one could use his hand to cover his head. And what's an example of an extenuating circumstance? He brings down if one wakes up in the middle of the night and they don't have a head covering nearby and they want to take a drink. So halacha lemaisa b'shas hadchak, under duress, extenuating circumstances, you could use your hand to cover your head. Interestingly enough, though, he quotes the Bach, who says that really the chatchili shouldn't rely on this, and better to use the sleeve of one's clothing. So this indeed is halacha lemaisa. That le chatchila, we do not want to use the hand to serve as a head covering over the head. Bidi evet, if you have nothing else you could use, then you can. But le chatchila, if you could avoid it, certainly best. And even better to use one's sleeve than to actually use the hand itself. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, this is only my own hand. In other words, someone else's hand on my head can, or I should say does, create a covering, because again, someone else's hand is not part of my body. Back up to the Shulchan Aruch Vim, Hayu Mayim Achurim. But remember, this whole issue only comes up when the water is clear, because then it's Libo Roa Es Ha'erva. But if the waters literally are cloudy, they're murky, She'in Ivarav Niran Bahem, so literally a person's body is not visible in the water, then Mutra Likros Vahu B'Sochan, he could say Shema, as long as he's in the water, Vahu Shelo Yehe Reichon Ra, as long as there's not a bad odor in the water. Vim In Libo B'Soch HaMayim, Rak Lamanam and Ayim B'Tzlulim Ashari. It's actually very interesting. So again, the Mechaber says that if the water is murky, then again, there's no issue of Libo Roa Es Ha'erva, soon my whole body is submerged. I still have an issue with an uncovered head, but we dealt with that beforehand. The Rama actually says that if I'm standing, let's say, up to my waist in the water, even if the water itself is clear, nevertheless, again, the water itself serves as a covering for the erva, and it's not Libo Roa Es Ha'erva. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Yud Gimel here, Dehamayim Mikri Hefsek Bein Libo Le'erva. Even though the water is clear, the water itself serves as a hefsek, as an interruption or interposition between the heart and the erva. V'yizar gam kein she'inav yihi yuchutz lamayim v'lo yistakel be'erva. And again, in a case like this, it's also good for one's eyes to be above the water, so that one should not be looking at the erva. Shulchan Aruch goes on in Sifkat and Gimel. Im ha'adam mechabek gufo bizra'osav danin alei kafsaka. So as much as we just said before, that one's hand, let's say, does not count as a covering on top of one's head, because it's all part of the same body, if one literally hugs himself, if a person crosses his arms across his body like that, then ultimately we do treat that as a hafsaka. We do treat that as an interposition, and that would serve as an interruption between the lave and the erva. That would serve as an interruption between the lave and the erva. Now, even though we just said before in the previous sif, that again one part of the body does not count as a hefsek for the same body because it's all part of the same guf. Nevertheless, why does this case work? If you take a look at sifkot and yudalid, so the Mishnah Berurah is kaf saka perish im omid b'mayim tzlulim v'libo gam kin toch hamayim tzarch lahafsek bein libo le'erva so dai bozel lahafsek. So this is actually very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though we just said in the previous sif that you can't create a hefsek with your own body, but this case is different because since people never cover themselves this way, people never stand this way, so therefore the act of crisscrossing your arms across your body, essentially hugging yourself, because it's not ragil, because it's not the norm, therefore again it's called a hefsek, it's called a hafsaka, it's called a covering, even though again it's all part of one body. Sif katan dalid. So this is, again, now remember, just to clarify, where that case comes up is that's a situation, according to the Mishnah Berurah, where one is standing in clear water. So therefore, again, it's libo roa es ha'erva in that case. So let's say, again, I'm, let's say, up to my neck in water. Because remember, if I'm up to my waist, the water itself serves as a hefsek. I'm up to my neck in water. So in that case, again, the crossing of my arms across my heart could serve ultimately as a hefsek. Halacha dalid. Yesh mi she'omer she'anashim yicholos levarichu le'espalo kishem levushos ha'cholok af api she'inan mafsikos lamata me'alev. So some say that women could recite Shema and could daven even if they're wearing just like a nightshirt type of, like just a shirt without any kind of undergarments, really serving as a hefsek between the heart and the erva. So the logic behind this, the Mishnah Berurah explained, he says in Sifkot and Tezvav, Hatam de'ervasan lamata ma'od, ve'in haliv shela yachol irosa. The Mishnah Berurah's logic over here is because when a woman is standing up, so the erva itself is actually not visible to the lave. This is opposed to the erva of a man, which is visible to the lave when he is standing. For a woman, the erva is not visible. And therefore, even though, again, she's clothed, but there's nothing interrupting between the lave and the erva, she can still daven. The Ramah comments on this Haggah. But let's say again, if she's totally unclothed, then in that case again, if she is sitting, tochos bokarka, she's sitting on the ground, or she's sitting on something else, in that case, if she's sitting, the erva is literally covered, and therefore there is no issue of roa es ha'erva, masha inkin be'ish. But of course, again, anatomically, we understand that this would not apply to a man. So again, a certain kula that exists just because of certain anatomical realities, that a woman could avoid the libo roa es ha'erva issue, number one, if she is clothed, even if there's nothing interrupting between, there's no hefsek between the lave and the erva, since at least if she's standing again, the lave does not see the erva, and even if she's unclothed, if she's sitting, in that position, again, the erva is covered as well. And therefore, again, there's no problem with libo roa esa erva. But say we will stop over here for today. Emir Hashem will pick up tomorrow with Sif Hei. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.